Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they're part of the solution, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. They're part of the solution. We have, you know, we've mentioned all along, we have a very small senior class, you know. We have a very young football team. You can see through all these games, you can see the promise of the future, you know, while at the same time seeing some of the ugliness of the present. So to me, it's about understanding that, hey, there is an opportunity. This is, you know, for lack of a better word, this is a rebuild, right? I mean, this is something that, you know, we're not just picking up where we left off with great success. So to me, I think the guys in our conversation with them, even up to this point, have been excited to come be a part of the solution.
Ugh, that is bum ass, man. That is bum ass.
It's not what you want to hear.
You know what that sounds like? We may have avoided, in Tobin's words, we may. Would you say with Jimmy?
I didn't say anything like that. What are you talking about? You're comparing something that I said to that. What did I say?
You're talking about the
Temple's the one,
Bradley Beal situation?
Yeah.
Which situation?
Which one? Right.
Of the Tobin situation?
How'd you word that? How do you word that?
That tweet you said.
You guys said that we dodged a bullet with Jimmy Butler.
We may have dodged a bullet.
Yeah, you guys claim I said we may have.
You and Manny Diaz are from the same verbal jiu-jitsu.
We got our black belts?
Yes.
They go to the same dojo.
Couple of verbal.
Here at the verbal jiu-jitsu.
Couple of verbal
dojo.
Gracies.
Right.
Come on, man. That's not the same.
Really?
Hold on. First of all.
Wait.
We were walking into a little party. I thought we were going to come into the Rip Manny Diaz party. And now all of a sudden you guys are throwing tomatoes at me?
Wait. But then.
I brought the beer for the Rip Manny Diaz party.
But then he says. The whole time he's been telling our guys this is a rebuild.
Wait, he didn't.
Time out. The real Rip Manny Diaz party would obviously have blow. He would be beyond beer.
Forrester, huh? He could supply.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, he's coaching again.
You want to talk about overpaid
coaches?
Yeah,
he's a consultant for, the 49ers?
Listen, it's all gravy, buddy. Once you're in that fraternity of college
it doesn't matter what you snort.
You're in.
Yeah, you're good.
You're in. Doesn't matter. But yeah, Manny Diaz is going to come out. He's saying after losing to Georgia Tech.
The worst team.
The worst.
You said Virginia Tech was the worst team. They're 5-2.
No.
This is a team that actually is rebuilding.
Like,
because they were all triple option players.
Right.
They actually are rebuilding.
And they have a quarterback who can't throw.
Yeah,
all because they're a triple option team.
Their punter was a thrower.
Yet he was completing passes.
The best throw I saw all day was from the fat punter. The fat punter, he had more touch than any Canes quarterback I've seen since Dorsey. I haven't seen a Canes quarterback make that throw.
Ja'Cory Harris had a nice touch.
What?
He was fashionable.
I mean, that was such an embarrassment, dude. And then afterwards, you're going to say,
guess what, guys? It's a rebuild. Oh, boy.
Really? Swaggering? Hashtag TNM? GIF? Jiff's up the wazoo, telling everybody at camp, you either come to Miami or you get your ass kicked by Miami. Rrr, rrr, rrr.
Transfer portal.
Bounce.
Hey.
The rules that we live by here at UM. You can come to Miami, and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
You got two options. You can either come to Miami and compete for championships, or you can get your ass kicked by Miami.
That's what Jimmy Johnson used to say, except he could back it up.
Or sorry, boys, I forgot this part of the speech. Or you guys can be a bunch of Bob's Builders. Get your hard hats on, because we're rebuilding.
Do you think when he had his interview with Blake, if he even did an interview with Blake, do you think rebuild was brought up?
Nope.
Can we get one bleeping morning where your bleeping signal works?
No.
No.
No, we can't.
No. We're rebuilding.
I'm going to put a ticket. You know what? I'll put a ticket in. Signal or not.
We're rebuilding. I don't know. You guys obviously, you can either have our signal or get your ass kicked by our signal.
We're certainly getting
most of the time we're getting our ass kicked.
We're getting our ass kicked by our signal.
But no, the answer is no, sir. But yeah, man, how are you going to swagger in there and you'd be like, you got two options, all right? It's almost like a Bronx Tale where Manny Diaz is like closing the door and goes, now you can't leave. And then he gets his ass kicked. He gets curb stomped.
Guess what? We had a lot of enthusiasm when Mark Richt came into town, but he wasn't like this. He wasn't over the top.
People were ripping Mark Richt because he wasn't having swag.
No, right. Yeah, I mean, Mark Richt is anti-swag because he's, you know,
he's about the sandwiches. It's not about swag, dude. Like, you can be confident and not over the top with it.
That is true.
Because,
also,
look, here's what happened.
In order to have
Let me explain to you what happened.
In order to have swag, you actually have to be able to play.
No. Here's what happens, right? Do you understand that because your fans and your school and certain people are so over the top with it, okay?
Not me.
That people revel in your demise. And then you flip it to mean everybody hates the Canes. You to justify being the way you are with it.
It's us against the world, Leroy.
But you put yourself in that situation.
Come to Miami and lose to Georgia Tech. Or don't go to Miami and kick Miami's ass.
Yeah, come to Miami and lose to Georgia Tech. This should have been his speech to Jeff Thomas. Come to Miami and lose to Georgia Tech, be suspended, or you could be part of the upset that upsets Wisconsin.
Well, I have a feeling.
Because you know you never would have beaten Wisconsin with the Canes.
Wait a minute. Jeff Thomas's suspension, I believe, would have been a suspension at any school he'd went to for
whatever, man.
Violations.
Don't do the half-assed shady thing. Say what happened or don't say what happened.
I don't know what happened. I'm just guessing.
You know what I'm guessing? I'm guessing he doesn't get suspended at Illinois.
Yeah, they probably don't care enough. Lovie Smith won't care.
By the way, that Lovie Smith beard.
That beard is amazing.
Whew, he looks like a black Santa Claus. Like, I didn't, no lie, I saw him on the sideline, and I'm like,
what is that?
There's another black coach in college football. That's Lovie Smith? I'm like, crap. What?
Like,
why did he just go 80-year-old?
I don't like when people dye their beards, but
here's the worst part. Here's the worst part.
Yeah.
Every other coach on the sideline has the same beard. Like, they all taped it on the pregame. They all have the big beard, right?
That's a fraternity?
The whole coaching staff. I'm like, wow. I mean, look. Again, I'm all about being confident. I am. You have to believe in what you can do more than anybody else. But at the same time, I'm all about being humble, right? And if you're not going to be humble and you're going to be cocky with it, then eat it, okay? Don't come up with excuses. Don't come up with nobody likes us. Don't come up with they screwed us. You eat it.
Get the headlines thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2
Mark
Miramar,
Richt had,
a radio.com sports station.
Mark Richt had swag when the entire Georgia team ran on the field to celebrate the first touchdown against the Gators.
Yeah, one time. The one time.
Okay. But that's fine.
I'd kill for Mark Richt. I miss him.
Like, yeah, man. Look.
Miss the cocoon.
I wish Mark Richt was just broadcasting for us. I really don't miss him as a coach that much, to be honest with you. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll tell you what. Butch Davis coming for that ass.
Oh, yeah.
Butch Davis is coming for that Canes ass in a month.
I just got my tickets for my wife and my kid for that game.
By the way, can I just say,
yep.
Please. The other thing is, if you beat up on FIU, do not on Monday morning come in here with swaggering nipples.
By the way, what if they lose the FIU?
Oh, they'll make a hype video.
They're in danger.
I don't know what the severity of the DJ Dallas injury is. That's a huge loss.
He is.
He's the heart of their team, man.
Who's
Cameron Harris.
I heard Rashad.
Yeah.
He said something that was like, he made a pretty good point after the game I was driving. And he said, who's that guy on the team that's going to hold everybody else on the team accountable when the coaches aren't around?
That's the only guy.
You've always had it. DJ Dallas is that guy.
That's that guy.
DJ Dallas is the guy that's going to say, I'm not putting on no damn touchdown rings because we as a team have not earned it. Okay? He's the guy that's about the U.
Right.
He's about that U.
He's literally the only guy, one of the only guys, if not the only guy, that you could plug into any era of Kane's team,
right,
and he would fit.
But isn't, and you know what?
Come on, man.
I appreciate
what do you mean,
the attitude.
On. I mean, okay, DJ Dallas is a nice player. Like,
No, we're not talking about the type of player.
I'm telling you, okay, DJ Dallas is a nice player relatively to the team.
No,
and
no,
I'm not
no.
trying to take anything away as a player, but like in the backfield where you have Willis McGahee.
You're missing the point.
We're not talking about his
You're looking
for a rose in a pile of turds.
No.
That's not what we're doing.
Let me name some players for you.
Go ahead.
Joaquin.
He said dominate.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't doing it, man.
Ed Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Players with heart.
Not the...
Coach Ed Reed.
Not the...
I'm for that.
Talent of the player, but the way in which that player represented the U and how he held everybody else accountable.
You go not for the talent of the player, then you throw Ed Reed, who might be the greatest Cane of all time.
No, but I'm just saying his attitude about
being a
Cane.
His attitude is fantastic, but also I'd much rather have Willis McGahee back there.
Succeed with Reed.
All right,
I've made the short list.
This conversation.
You went right to the top.
This conversation is going nowhere. Regardless of how good you are, right? Everybody on every team has a handful of guys that can demand a certain style of play.
Oh Jesus! For the love of God.
What?
Manny Diaz just told Joe that rebuild was taken out of context.
Oh.
He was talking about rebuilding the team's confidence.
Okay. Well, do you want to play it again, Robbie? Because we played a very long cut. Why don't you play it again?
No, please don't.
No. I would like to know where we effed up and went with confidence. Please. Go ahead.
Well, they're part of the solution, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. They're part of the solution. We have, you know, we've mentioned all along, we have a very small senior class, you know. We have a very young football team. You can see through all these games, you can see the promise of the future, you know, while at the same time seeing some of the ugliness of the present. So to me, it's about understanding that, hey, there is an opportunity. This is, you know, for lack of a better word, this is a rebuild, right? I mean, this is something that, you know, we're not just picking up where we left off with great success. So to me, I think the guys in our conversation with them, even up to this point, have been excited to come be a part of the solution.
Okay. Boys, I think we've entered. I think we've entered Al Golden territory. I really have. I gotta be honest with you.
Here we go.
The idea that he is trying to say that he was talking about rebuilding confidence is, I mean, it's complete BS. It's complete bull bleep. Like, you're gonna come out here and say that a line where you've talked about we have a young program, okay, and they're gonna be part of the solution, and we're not picking up success right away. This is a rebuild, for lack of a... Tell me anywhere in that minute clip, Manny Diaz, where you're talking about confidence. Tell me. I'd love to know. Please. Please, Manny Golden, tell me. Because all I need left is for you to come in with your binders, quote yourself, your eight pillars. You know what? You might as well start wearing ties on the sideline. Come on, man. Come on, Manny.
Hey.
Are you, what, like, out of con- really? You're going to pull the out of context move? Hey. Out of context?
Oh, what do you-
Hi. That's what I wanted to say.
The verbal jiu-jitsu dojo.
They don't do that.
Never mind. That's karate.
That's what we're talking about.
That's different martial arts, you jerks.
Different martial arts? Whoa! Give me the signal for verbal jujitsu!
You just...
Jeez!
That's not verbal jujitsu! That's lying!
Hey, Dolphins lost yesterday.
That's lying! You're a liar, sir!
You're a liar. That's the worst part about it, okay? We all backed you, and what you're doing is you're peeing on our leg and telling us it's raining. Shout out to Judge Booty. Happy birthday.
That's a favorite line of hers.
Those are your headlines.
You are a liar, Manny Diaz.
Punt it. Watch out. Fake it. He throws it. Man is wide open. He's got him at the 10 of the 5 touchdown. Wide open to Cottrell. Harmon throws it for a touchdown. Miami fell asleep. 63 seconds to play in the first half. Graham the throw, looking, heaves it deep down the field toward the pylon. It is caught for a touchdown. What a catch. A spinning catch at the pylon by Amarian Brown. Graham with a touchdown strike. What a throw and what a catch.
Hey, Joe, you described that throw perfectly. That was a heave.
Before we get going, just obviously very disappointed in the result today. Certainly had more than enough chances to win this football game. Some mistakes early on gave them hope, gave them life, and to their credit, they did a good job of possessing the football in the second half, wearing us down. We will stay unified in our locker room. We will stay together. We will go to Pittsburgh next week, and we will compete the way the Miami Hurricanes compete.
What a Monday.
Hey, if y'all not careful, y'all gonna start being on people's homecoming list.
Just remember, rebuild.
You know what that is,
the
right?
The rebuild is about confidence.
You know what that is, right?
People start paying you to play?
No. Well, yeah, you get paid anyway, but everybody schedule you for their homecoming.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
Like Rutgers.
Indiana. I want to let you guys know you guys can join Hawk and Crowder this Thursday as they broadcast live from Alfred Oz Off the Grill from 2 to 6 p.m. in Boca on Military Trail. You guys can enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner off the grill and win a chance for VIP tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off.
Guess what? We're going to be on Thursday.
Hot Rock.
Hard Rock.
Oh, Hard Rock.
Hot Rock.
By the way, boys, no wives.
No wives. Hey, that
is that. Is
oh
that
well.
What, wait, we were told no wives.
I don't
no
think it's wives.
We got
dude.
School.
I asked if my wife could come.
Did they say yes?
No.
Nope. Okay. So what was that correction? What was the point of that correction?
No. I was just like, I mean, they didn't say yes.
Well,
they didn't say no.
Here's the. I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Yep.
I asked my wife if she wanted to go.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, it's Thursday. Hard to find a babysitter.
Yeah, especially for your
right?
squirrel.
Then she said, ask Tobin if his wife's going. He said no. So she says, I'm out.
But what about my wife? She doesn't like my wife?
It's all or none.
Well, yeah, it's like the Musketeers, bro.
Okay, because, I mean, I was just going to send Zach over to hang with your daughter. Nothing could go wrong there.
The who now?
I was going to send Zach over to your house to hang with your daughter.
No. He's pawning his kid off on you.
Yeah, they could babysit sitting. Each other, right? Ricky the squirrel could
Bro, they have
watch
they have wildlife in their house. Which, by the way, I put out a poll this weekend.
It's tiny. That's a close-up.
Wait a minute. This is the worst thing you could say about the Miami Hurricanes.
Whoa.
The Miami Hurricanes are slump busters.
I said that. Like, you're looking across the field, like, oh, we can get right off of them. And they're looking at you like, oh, we can get right off of them.
Nope.
Yeah, like, you are. The slump buster never realizes that they're the slump buster.
Look, if you just ask the coach, slump buster's all about, it's all about rebuilding, which is about confidence. You know? That's what he was referring to. He was referring to rebuilding their confidence.
Yeah.
I don't want to get down on college kids, but if I don't see DJ Ivy for a while, it's okay.
That was lazy, selfish football. That's what that was.
Yep. That was bad.
Pitt is a 5-point favorite on Saturday.
They gave up a long TD, by the way.
Somebody said if you have wildlife at your house, you got to pay babysitter more.
Mm. Squirrel's scary, bro.
It's not. It's tiny.
People
it doesn't matter, man. It's laying.
It's got
poop everywhere.
It's got monster claws.
Do you see the happy squirrels running across the street? The ones that make it. You know, in my neighborhood, there's
I feel like the squirrels
flat.
In my backyard are very happy.
Yeah, right. The squirrels are happy outside.
They took him outside and put him in a tree.
And how did he like it?
He liked it. He ran around, played in the tree.
And then he came back?
No, they went and got him.
Of course. Just leave him out there.
Rebecca likes the squirrel.
All right.
But my wife is taking him to the wildlife place today.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Because they might keep him because he like he needs to be outside.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, what a concept.
Okay, but here's okay. Funny thing about life. There's BOPs out there. Birds of prey.
I thought you meant big old people.
Birds of prey.
There's that too.
Okay.
Right.
That those little squirrels are quite tasty to them.
Yeah, I got you, man. But like that's you know what that's called? It's called nature.
It's called the.
You can't. You can't save wildlife one squirrel at a time. That's not how it works.
Oh no.
All right.
It was injured. We were just trying to nurse
Listen,
it back.
If Ricky's fate was to be swept off the ground by some bird of prey.
The Squirrel Grim Reaper.
Your video?
Yeah. The Squirrel Grim Reaper's time was he was supposed to die in your pool. And you extended life, and that's fine. But you remember the Lion King, all right? It's circle of life. He's going down, man. I don't know what to tell you. He's not meant to live an old squirrel life. He's got to die.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It would be, I mean.
He's also very scary.
I don't want to make light of the situation, but if it would be a funny video if you're like, go, Ricky, you're free. And then a bird comes down and just takes him away.
I have a question. How does the jackass feel who bought themselves a Pro Manny Diaz banner before the game?
Oh.
Well, do we know that was anyone? Do we know that there was actually like a person?
Go,
or
Manny.
Was that like the Hurricane Club?
I don't know. Then it's a club of jackasses.
Let me tell you what. Just roaming around the club section in the suite area, not to mention the former Canes, very prominent former Canes. Remember, the 89 team was all around. Just MFing everything. But there was one dude who was at the bar ordering doubles, just screaming about the 100 grand he spent on the suite on whatever yard line and how he's never bleeping doing it again and this is enough.
How about all the prominent Canes who are coming out on Twitter lobbying for Ed Reed to get the head coaching job, here, including Ed Reed?
Can I just say that it's and I do believe this. Why the team is where they are is not necessarily Manny's fault.
Oh, no.
But he put himself into this situation this offseason. And so, look, there's issues that need to be fixed that were always needing to be fixed. One, the quarterback situation, which has been better. The other thing is the offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line is terrible.
It's terrible. Okay, so those things haven't...
But again... There's plenty of games. There's plenty of times this season where they've done enough, and there's been other parts of this team that has failed. The defense, special teams, the kicking. My God, the kicking.
It goes with the special teams.
My God, the kicking. It feels like it needs its own category.
Thank God for Lou Headley, by the way.
I don't know. He's getting thick.
Well, look, because Georgia Tech had two long-ass drives, like 14, 15-play drives. It's only 8 minutes of clock, but they didn't score.
Oh, dude.
Like,
by the way,
how many times are we going to highlight Jimmy Murphy in a game? Like, my God, I get the story already.
Well, that's
– Jimmy Murphy.
Well, like, that's
– Look at that great catch by Jimmy Murphy at the four.
I will tell you this. So, one conversation I had with one of the most prominent Canes, former Canes you could possibly have, was wandering on the club section. And he pulled me aside. He's like, Beast, if we're sitting here highlighting the damn white walk-on, we got damn problems.
Rudy.
And that's not even like, look, I appreciate somebody like, it's kind of like what you're saying with the Dita Dallas thing. Like, you like having a guy like that who plays that hard. You wish a bunch of guys had the heart of, if I could take the talent of you but the heart of Jimmy Murphy, then I'd have me a football player. But the fact that I kind of just have Jimmy Murphy over this football program's history, that's what we're doing multiple times on the broadcast. Multiple times. They're saying, Mike, the story of Jimmy Murphy. And every time he caught one of those punts on the four, Leroy, they were highlighting it. They're like, this is the tale of Murph. I'm like, oh, great. I've heard it every week now.
When you're talking about a walk-on, it usually means that the rest of your team doesn't have any time.
So no more Turner and Murph?
No.
By the way,
Turner's on hiatus until he stops kicking into the back of his
You want to hear ultimate coach speak? On Jeff Thomas, Manny Diaz told Joe whether he's going to be eligible for the Saturday's game at noon, another sleepy nooner on the road against Pittsburgh. He says, I don't know, we'll find out more today. You know what he did! What are you going to find out today?
Well, is he suspended for class stuff?
I don't know.
If he's suspended for class stuff and he's eligible based on grades, maybe he will find out today. Okay, good talk. So you come in, you thunder in with a meaningless quote.
That's what
he does. A meaningless quote
here,
from Manny Diaz.
Here.
And do you know or do you not know?
Minus one.
Are you familiar with his work?
Does Manny Diaz
He comes in off the top rope.
With nothing.
With
nothing. He comes in with nothing.
Right.
We'll find out today. Okay, well, will we?
I don't know.
I think he already knows. Just say it.
I mean, isn't he like a repeat offender?
Every time you talk and bring things up,
yep.
Like you're doing everything but what the boss does.
I don't know.
Who's this? Andrea Adelson? Is that her name?
That is my good friend Andrea Adelson.
She commented on Beast's rebuild quote because his rebuild quote got a lot of retweets.
Oh yeah, I got picked up.
And she goes, a team that won 10 games 2 years ago and had a top 12 recruiting class in 2017 and 2018 is now a rebuild? That's a box.
And then if you go to Andrea's Twitter profile, she has a quote from Manny because she did a one-on-one with him over the summer.
Yeah.
That it makes it look just.
Again, I've been saying this all summer, all year.
And I think she also.
And guess what? No. Guess what you called me?
What?
A hater.
Well, you are.
I did call you a hater.
Okay, but guess where
you are.
But guess, no,
you can,
no,
you can
no.
be right and a hater.
No. Guess where
nope,
we are
no,
now.
No, that's not true.
Guess where we are now.
Where?
In Facksville.
Facksville? Robbie, what's the line Saturday against Pittsburgh?
Pitt minus five.
Here's the quote from her interview. She says, looked at my interview with Manny Diaz this April. This is telling. Quote, there's a standard and an expectation of how we should perform, and I think that a team chooses when to play their best is a team that doesn't have much of a backbone. We have to be a team that doesn't choose.
Then you just play that way.
Yeah. You've been boxed in!
Now we're stepping into the lines of verbal creativity. That's what I like to call it.
Like, I seriously think we're literally, like, before I would have laughed. Like, it was like a great idea, but, you know, not really reality. Now I really think we are at the reality where let's just build the Ed Reed coaching staff.
No.
Let's just do it. Like, get Ole Roms at the O-line. No. Clinton Portis can coach running backs.
See,
Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator.
You can't.
Just do it.
Wait. Basically, what you're doing is you're taking the silly talk from this summer you're continuing the unreasonable
I'm good.
Silly
I'm in.
Talk.
Tobin, you in? Ed Reed head coach?
Dude, I've been in on Ed Reed.
Robbie?
I've been asking the last three head coaches to be Ed Reed.
It's better than what we
you
have.
You speak in my language.
See?
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Leroy, you know what my dream is, all right?
Plus, he can grow the Lovie Smith beard.
This is my dream. You want my dream? Here's my dream. Okay.
Is he going to wear that wood hat?
Oh, you bet your ass.
And a cigar.
You bet your ass going to change the game.
Damn straight.
I want Ed Reed, head coach of the Hurricanes, okay? I want Dan Marino to run the Dolphins, and I want Dwayne Wade to be president of the Heat. With Udonis Haslem as head coach.
It's really not too much to ask.
UD's going to be the head coach.
Yeah. Once Eric Spoelstra decides to retire.
Well, all you have to do is slide down.
You sure?
Minus one.
I don't like that.
You sure it's not going to be Chris Quinn?
No.
What do you got? Like, really?
Head assistant, Chris Quinn.
What's wrong with you?
Conine running the Marlins?
Here.
If he would have embraced Mr. Marlin a little bit more, yes.
Question.
But not now.
T-Hutt?
Do you understand?
Ooh, Tommy Hutton running the Marlins.
Why former players aren't coaches.
Yeah, but he's telling you he wants to be.
He likes the idea. It's time consuming, man.
Nah, Ed Reed would love
like,
it.
Like, no, you can't.
He'd love it.
Here, and I'm not saying that he can't be a coach.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. Make him a coach, just a regular coach, so that he is aware of the amount of time that's involved in this.
It's insulting for him to be a regular coach. He's Ed Reed.
He's the GOAT. There's nothing regular about him.
Yeah. Okay. He's the best. He's the Bret Hart of the Canes. All right.
I'm telling you.
The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
I'm telling you, it takes a unique breed of person.
He's unique.
To want to spend that amount of time.
That's Ed Reed.
He is, like, look, okay. If it was Ray Lewis, I'd be like, kids are gonna get a little. Remember Ed Reed? Remember the story about him? Like, he yelled at his team in the Ravens locker room because they wouldn't clean up.
Correct.
That guy's got accountability. He won't tell you it's a rebuild.
At 5 o'clock, that guy could go home too.
Look, he both has the film to prove he's done it, and also he's wise.
Oh. Okay.
Very wise.
Do you understand how much time goes into
No, 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 no.
Can I ask you this?
Why am I having this crazy talk?
Just hear me out. Just hear me out. One question. One question before we get to four down territory.
Sure.
One question. Who would you rather have as head coach?
Randy Diaz.
Or Ed Reed?
As of right now?
Yeah.
Knowing what I know about coaching?
Yeah.
Manny Diaz.
Although there is
Swerve.
It has nothing to do with anything other than I have a hard time believing that former players understand the time commitment.
Oh, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
They understand.
Really?
Let's get into four down territory. Leroy's got a whole breakdown of the football weekend coming for your ass next.
Exciting.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you guys can hear every Miami Hurricanes game on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Hurricanes Football on The Joe is sponsored by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota, and Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Also brought to you by Anna John Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Every Monday and Friday at 7:40, it is time to get into four down territory. Leroy Hoard breaks football down like none other. Let's go, Leroy. What you got, my friend?
The Canes lost to Georgia Tech 28-21, and the Dolphins lost to the Bills 31-21.
Yeah.
In the two games, although they have the same results, we come out of this weekend feeling different about both teams.
Ain't that the truth?
Right?
Ain't that the truth?
First down! On Saturday, I witnessed for the first time a South Florida team affected by the heat and humidity more than the visiting team.
I saw you text that. I was like, really? You think that's what it was?
Yes. They looked exhausted. I can't definitively say, based on the game that I saw, the Canes were better than Georgia Tech. And this is now two games that we have made the assumption that they were better and they got manhandled, the other being Virginia Tech.
Yeah, they you know, Robbie said this, seem like the pinnacle play down to their competition team.
Yep.
They really do.
But again, you could say that, right? But... Maybe Virginia isn't that good either.
Maybe. You might be right. Even them being kind of even with the Gators, like, it's just...
First game of the season, you throw it out either way.
What?
Plus it was Felipe Franks.
And he's
no,
a bum?
No, first,
he's
a bum. First game of the season...
By the way, he might end up on Michigan next year.
I do this.
Oh, that's going to be tough for you. Yeah. I do this guy?
Second down. It's time for someone in that building to call it like it is. Time to play some football. Every player on that team has made it about them. The only guy that I exclude is DJ Dallas. And the thing that bothers me the most is how Manny Diaz is talking about a rebuild. This is the worst part of this whole situation. If everybody had been more humble about this team, we wouldn't feel like there's someone to blame. The talent isn't there right now, and they don't have anyone to protect the quarterback. And even if even with the D playing better as of late, if the Canes have any chance of winning, it will be on the backs of their D. So start playing like you understand that. The defense isn't playing like, you know, this game is on us.
No,
and they should.
They're not. And they had some, you know, Pinckney getting hurt. And who was that dude that they put out there? Ragone,
yeah. Which it was an odd deal because they have Sam Brooks, who's a pretty good backup on the bench. But evidently, I forget whether it was the Will or the Sam, but he doesn't play the one that.
Yeah, they wouldn't put him out. The other thing is, like, you know, I was texting with you guys this weekend where it was like, so we got to the depth point where Zach McLeod is redshirting.
Yep.
And
same with Lingard.
He was getting so little playing time that they're like, he's just like, nah, red shirt. And so then they're actually on a walk-on? Like, they're one injury away from that?
Here's the problem. You have 130 players on your team. You got 85 scholarships now?
Yep.
85 scholarships. Right? Really? Really? With all these recruiting classes and all these transfers and all this, really? That's where we are? Get out of here with that. tired of hearing about all the excuses as to why you can't go out on the field and perform. Third down. I was entertained by the Dolphins game yesterday.
I was too.
The D was all over the place early, and I saw some pretty creative blitzes. All things you have to do when you don't have the talent to just line up and dominate. I see the coach staff doing everything they can to win. And even though they are winless, I wish they had kept those things going in the second half, because it almost seemed like they let their foot off the gas. Offensively, untimely mistakes put the D in bad situations, and throwing a pick near the end zone is always haunt you.
Especially after there's so much confusion on what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Calling the timeout.
Yep.
Flores looked a little bit flustered.
Yep. And then faked it, and you think, wow, oh, stones.
Big onions flow.
Right, and then they ran some trickeration and got moved back to the tent.
Ugh.
I do see progress, and I always said if the D is not in last place in the league, then there's improvement on that team. And that's where I was looking earlier for the most improvement is on defense. The offensive line is going to take some time. The quarterback situation, the wide receivers, Gesicki, wow. He's going up and catching the ball. Maybe he's coming a little bit into his own. But other than that, I expected the biggest change to be on defense. And just with scheme, they look like they have improved. Fourth down. There's one thing I always made fun of Spo about.
What's that?
And now after hearing what Coach Diaz had to say, it comes to mind. We have enough.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation is or was, that's what he would say. No excuses.
Even when he was crazy and he
right.
had... He had Henry Walker out there.
Right. Brian Flores has done the same. Never talking about rebuilding or lack of talent, merely preparation and committing to that. That's not what the Canes have done. Humility goes a long way. We can see the things that have to be done to improve the team. I think that more than anything, it's a talent thing. But with how this Canes team has gone about that and how 6 weeks in the season Manny is talking about a rebuild, I feel no sympathy. You put yourself in this situation, and the only thing that'll get you out is good football. So go handle your business.
He's not only that. You know what's funny is, like, I don't expect the coach to be like me. And when I made the argument a couple of weeks ago about this is all on the kickers, he's making the same argument.
He said there. I mean,
wait. You're not supposed to. I'm supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
No. He's giving you the we're four plays away from being undefeated thing.
I mean, he's not technically wrong, but that's not something you want the head coach saying. The head coach is always supposed to say, we had a lot of. This is head coach. Listen, there were a lot of missed plays out there. It all doesn't just come down to one kick. There's a lot of people who could have done a lot of better things. He's actively out there going like, yeah, you know what? It really does come down to kicking. It comes down to kicking, and I have Bubba Baxa stinks. I have Turner Davidson. Come on, guys. I mean, it's really kicking. I just don't. All right.
I mean, the super walk-on didn't get a chance. I mean, he was back.
He was back. Maybe he was bad. Or maybe he just belted. Maybe he thought McKicken was going to swagger his way to a 35-yard field goal.
Those hash marks. Oof.
Oh, Manny Diaz is now blaming the media. Blaming the media for the rebuild thing, which is rich. We'll get to that. Plus, Deion Waiters is suspended. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.